You know, there's words in that.
It's all right.
There's words in that, you know. I never went over them to figure if they were pronounced right or this or that, you know. Because we just, come on, you would call them singing. Mm-hmm. I was just singing, we didn't know the difference anyway. Mm-hmm. Whether you can hear them on that, if they're not right, you'll hear them. Because I heard songs sung before and the word wasn't right.
Sound. You what?
Heard people singing them before and then you hear it afterwards. If the word ain't right, it sounds like the devil.
The way you know it is the right way, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's words and mm-hmm. that you want to pronounce right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I'll try it anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, my name is Howard Kirby. From Grand Falls I belong. In that quiet little village on the banks of the St. John, where the small birds chant their notes so true and the rippling waters roar. The ivy vines, they thickly twine round our cottage on the shore. Oh, my aged parents, they being poor, could not maintain us all. I had to leave our happy home, for our little farm was small. Oh, I lived there quite contentedly till the year of 1904, when I left my home and parents for the Bay of Fundy shore. Oh, the day I left my happy home, they took me by the hand, saying, "Don't forget your parents, lad, when in a foreign land. And don't forget the old proverb, the one that's true and old. For all that sparkles is not gain, all that glitters is not gold." Oh, my mother took me to a seat beneath a willow tree, with quivering lips bid me sit down, for she wished to talk to me. Oh, you see, on yonder hillside there, the grass is growing green. Fragrant flowers are blooming, and primroses can be seen. Oh, fragrant flowers are blooming in every shade and view. They are beautiful to behold, all wet with earthly dew. Oh, I rose up from my resting place, mid dewdrops bright and clear. I bid the rose of fond adieu, and I watched them disappear. One by one they faded away beneath the sun's bright rays. The time has come when I must go, I can no longer stay. Oh, I kissed my mother's tear-stained face, bid her a long farewell. My feelings at that moment no mortal tongue could tell.
Okay.
You don't make any difference if you're running.
No, it's all right.
Just thinking of it. Oh, since then I travel in the east and in the west also, and likewise in the southern land where the lofty red would grow. Oh, my mother's warnings I did not heed, and like a silly fly got tangled in those silken webs, and now I'm doomed to die. Today I'm lying in a room in the town of Rumford Falls. My feverish eyes are gazing round upon those whitewashed walls. The agony I undergo I cannot long endure. My limbs are weak and painful, I am dying slow but sure. Just stop it there now. I'll tie this card up to the hinge upon my bedroom door. There's no room enough for me to hang between it and the floor. My money, it is long since spent. My friends are very few. I'll crack this tender thread of life and bid the world adieu. At 9 o'clock, Jack Huggins came to see his charge once more. He found his body hanging to a hinge upon the door. He cut him down and spread the news, and many the face grew pale to hear the dreadful story and the tear that mournful tale. And now his body lies a-mouldering by his mother's side. Poor thing, she never lived to see the cruel death he died. Now come all young men, a warning take by those sad tales of woe. Shun bad company or it will prove your overthrow.
Great. Wonderful.